Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Reuters sources say Huawei is in talks with a consortium led by Shanghai government-backed investment firms to sell its high-end P and Mate smartphone brands. Huawei sold off its budget-focused Honor brand back in November. Earlier this year, a group of Alphabet workers announced their intent to form the Alphabet Workers Union. Now, a newly formed coalition called Alpha Global is attempting to form a global union alliance across 13 different unions representing Alphabet workers in 10 countries, including the United States, United Kingdom, and Switzerland. Alpha Global is affiliated with the UNI Global Union, a labor union federation representing 20 million people worldwide. Google announced that testing of its proposed third-party cookie replacement, the Federated Learning of Cohorts, or Flock API, showed that advertisers can expect to see at least 95% of the conversions per dollar spent on ads when compared to cookie-based advertising. Part of Google's Privacy Sandbox initiative, Flock exists as a Chrome browser extension for now, which is fed into a machine learning algorithm to create groups of thousands of people in cohorts, which are used to sell ads against rather than individual user data. Google also has other third-party cookie alternatives in development. Twitter launched Birdwatch to a small group of users, a standalone section that lets users flag and discuss tweets believed to be misleading or false. Tweets get flagged in Twitter's main interface, then notes can be added to the Birdwatch section for context, with users able to rate others' notes as well. A sample UI and waitlist are available at birdwatch.twitter.com. Twitter also acquired the newsletter platform Review. Twitter will bring on Review's six-person team, with plans to add new features to help writers connect their Twitter audiences to their newsletters. Review will remain an independent brand, and Twitter will continue to invest in it as a standalone service. Sony announced the Alpha 1, a new mirrorless camera with a 50.1-megapixel full-frame sensor, capable of shooting 30 frames per second stills and 8K 10-bit video at 30 frames per second. It offers in-body image stabilization, a 240Hz refresh rate electronic viewfinder, and updated eye autofocus that works on humans, common pets, and now includes birds. It ships in March for $6,500. A bug in the Linux utility sudo was patched after being discovered by security researchers at Qualys 2 weeks ago. The bug would allow attackers who have gained access to a low-privileged account to gain root access even if not listed in the app's config file. The bug impacts almost all sudo installs and was introduced into the app's code in July 2011. Intel launched its first Z desktop graphics card, offering three 4K display outputs with HDR support and support for decoding AV1 content. These cards will have 4GB of memory and 80 execution units available on pre-built systems from system integrators. This is Intel's first desktop graphics card since the Intel i740 series released in 1998. The stock trading app Robinhood placed trading restrictions on several stocks this week, including GameStop, AMC, BlackBerry, COS, and Nokia, letting users close or sell positions but not buy new shares on January 28th, although it announced it would ease restrictions to allow limited buys on January 29th. A pop-up on Robinhood's homepage says 56% of its users own at least some GameStop stock. The trading app also suspended instant deposits for cryptocurrency transactions following a 20% jump in Bitcoin and 300% spike in Dogecoin prices. The information sources say Facebook is preparing an antitrust lawsuit against Apple, which will claim Apple abuses its market position by forcing third-party developers to follow App Store rules that it doesn't apply to its own apps. On Facebook's earnings call, CEO Mark Zuckerberg said Apple regularly interferes with how other apps work on its platforms. TechCrunch sources say Apple will introduce its app tracking transparency feature to the next iOS beta release, with a general release planned for the spring. The feature will be enabled by default, with users able to opt in to sharing their identifier for advertisers on an app-by-app basis in settings. A group of 8 law enforcement agencies successfully coordinated in seizing key infrastructure used by the large Emotet botnet. After seizing 2 primary command and control servers in the Netherlands, Dutch officials say they plan to push an update to all infected machines that will effectively uninstall Emotet on March 25th. And finally, Facebook's oversight board issued its first decisions, voting to overturn takedowns by Facebook in 4 out of 5 cases. 2 posts dealt with hate speech, with 1 being overturned. 1 case involved female nudity to promote breast cancer awareness. Another involved a user quoting the Nazi propagandist Joseph Goebbels. And the last pertained to COVID-19 misinformation. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.